This is Sandy Horner, Managing Director of Wealth Management at Baltimore Washington Financial Advisors, with a weekly economic update dated July 27th, 2020. All the information in this podcast is as of the market close, July 24th. Last week started off on a high note as stocks reached levels not seen since February. Investors were encouraged by signs out of Washington that additional stimulus was on the way. The Russell 2000 recovered from a poor Monday by gaining almost 1.5% on Tuesday. The global Dow rose 0.9%, buoyed by a new round of economic stimulus from the European Union. The Dow climbed a little over 0.5%. The S&P 500 inched up fractionally. The NASDAQ retreated a bit from its record high on Monday, giving back 0.8% on Tuesday. Wednesday saw equities rise despite an increase in tensions between the U.S. and China. The Dow and the S&P each gained nearly 0.6%, with the latter reaching a five-month high. The NASDAQ and the Russell 2000 each gained fractionally on the day. Stocks ended a four-day run last Thursday, falling to their lowest levels in a week. An unanticipated rise in unemployment claims and lower than expected earnings reports from some major tech companies contributed to the decline. So equities ended last week on a sour note. Investors seemed concerned over escalating discord between the United States and China, disappointing earnings reports, and likelihood of more fiscal stimulus. Last week saw the run of solid market gains come to a conclusion. The NASDAQ, which had strung together several weeks of gains, fell back for the second consecutive week. The large caps of the Dow and the S&P also lagged after advancing for three consecutive weeks. Year to date, the NASDAQ is still well ahead of its 2019 closing value, while the S&P is within 0.5% of breaking even. Last week's economic news. Well, sales of existing homes rebounded robustly in June following declines March, April, and May. New single-family home sales also surged in June, climbing 13.8% above May's totals. For the week ended July 18th, there were 1,416,000 claims for unemployment insurance, an increase of 109,000 from the previous week's level. So, looking ahead, the last week of July will focus for the first estimate for the second quarter gross domestic product. The GDP decreased 5% in the first quarter of 2020. The June report on personal income and spending is out at the end of the week. Not unexpectedly, personal income fell 4.2% in May, but consumer spending increased 8.2%. The June tally should show better numbers for income as many businesses ramped up operations from last month. Stay safe and thanks for listening.